Kevin? No.
It's the Dubuque Area Sports Podcast. Welcome back to the Dubuque Area Sports Podcast. As always, this is everybody's favorite coach, Coach Manaman, and we are kicking off our college baseball season preview, and we're going to start across town with Carl Tebon from the Loras Dewhawks. A little bit of background about Coach Tebon. He has been the Loras coach since 1996. If you're not good at math like I am, he has been there for 29 years. Loras is coming off another great run, a 29-17 season overall and 15-9 in the conference, which led to a conference tournament championship. Coach Tebon, welcome back to the podcast.
Always good to be here, Nick. Good to hear your voice again.
Always great to hear you. And I always get fired up after I talk to the college coaches, wondering if I should use my 4 years of eligibility that I have left, but there's nothing left for me in the tank. But let's talk Dewhawk baseball here. For the second time in the last 2 years, we're opening up with a feel-good story about the Dewhawks. 2 years ago, Loras took down the Iowa Hawkeyes, and last year, the Dewhawks won the conference championship and made the NCAA Division III baseball tournament. Looking back, Coach, at last season, what makes you the most proud?
A great year for us. And it, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, we were climbing the hill last year, and in 29 years, it's our first regional chance that we got to go to the regional. But, you know, I really felt those seniors last year and that team last year, just we went into the tournament. This is our last opportunity, and we took full advantage of it. So I was really happy for that class, that's for sure.
Coach, Daniel Rogers and Max McCollum return to the Dewhawk lineup, and last year they earned both all-region honors. Tell the audience about their game and what they bring to that Dewhawk lineup.
They really get us going. I know Max leads off for us. I think he set a hits record last year for us in the season, and he can run, you know, and he's kind of sets the stage, sets it up for Raj, you know. Danny, you know, was our three hitter last year, and he, you know, he was our RBI guy, and he brought a presence to the lineup, and you know, it was fun to watch, you know, those guys, you know, along with a lot of other guys in that lineup, of course. But, you know, Max sets the stage, and then, you know, Dan, you know, come in and do so many things. You know, Raj, I think he had 10 home runs last year, set a doubles record for us last year of 20 or so, and, you know, it was a fun year for those guys. And you know, the tough thing about baseball, now people know about you, now you got to repeat that hopefully this year, that's for sure.
You mentioned this year coming up. Let's talk about the 2024 Dewhawks. But before I mention that, you mentioned how you're on people's radar last year. Before you jumped onto the podcast, I was reading some information about the Loras Dewhawks, and Brandon Lindholm picked Loras to finish fifth for the upcoming season. Does that add a little extra motivation for you or your staff? And how does the team feed into that? Or do you not even look at the press?
These kids are 18 to 21 years old, and they're always seeing what's on social media, and they see those things. And being the underdog, I like being the people are forgetting about. And I think our guys are going to come out with an edge. You know, we got a lot of new guys in our program, so, you know, they're going to come out with an edge. And I'm sure it'll tweak us a little bit, and hopefully tweak us, you know, in the right direction. But you know, it's a ranking, and we'll see where we end up at the end of the year.
Stick around for more great content, but first, a word from one of our amazing sponsors. Nolan Weber Insurance through American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor. Contact Nolan or a member of his crew at 563-258-5467 to request a quote. You can also find this highly reviewed agent on Facebook by searching Nolan Weber Insurance. In your mind, how do you think Loras is going to do this year?
I'm excited about it. You know, in the last couple, 3 years, we've had a lot of leadership, a lot of guys returning and those things. You know, this year we got almost half our team is brand new. So it's a lot more coaching. I'll tell you that. I mean, a lot more specific and situational coaching, and hopefully they understand from the bunt coverages to first and thirds to our signs and just all those things that I think you have to put a little more extra time in. But, you know, I'm excited. We got some really nice transfers, really good freshmen coming in, and we do have some leadership coming back. So, you know, excited about this squad, and our schedule has been, you know, pretty tough this year because they kind of base a lot of things off of what you did last year. So, especially down in Florida. So it'll be a good start and an exciting year for us, I hope.
Talked off mic about this is the earliest you've been able to get on the field, and you've been outside an awful lot this year. Looking at the work the guys have put in the off season, and from what you've seen being out on the field or even on your turf football field, what do you think are going to be your team's greatest strengths moving forward?
Yeah, I think that we return a lot of guys. Talking about a spring, you know, like I said earlier too, this is only the second time in my 29 years that we've been on our field, you know, for about a week and a half now, which, you know, it's different in a way that you coach different outside. I don't know if that makes sense, but inside you can kind of break things down a little bit smaller and really hone in on some things. But, you know, always be outside getting live ground ball on a field and fly balls for the outfielders. I don't think you can beat that. I think some teams are going to be ahead of where they have been in the past just because of the spring weather. But, you know, I think it's one of those things where it has helped. But, you know, it's going to hopefully be a strength for us, but it's going to be a strength for, I think, a lot of teams in the Midwest this year, that's for sure.
Now, playing devil's advocate here, what would you say would be your biggest areas, I don't want to say of weakness, but what are some areas you think you need to get better at right now?
No doubt. I think every year there's things that are, you know, that you're going to feel that you're going to have to hone up a little bit better and be a little bit sharper. And we lost some arms last year. We have some guys that have to prove themselves, have to step up and you know, couple transfers. You know, we got some younger guys that got a few innings, but now they're going to be asked to do a little bit more, and same with some position players. So, you know, those are the things that I think that we're a little young, but, you know, I think we got good talent there, and I'm excited to see how they handle the pressure and once we get the games going.
Let's meet the 2024 Duhawks. Take us around the horn and also introduce us to your catchers behind the dish.
At third base, we have a great battle going on between Cody Sonny. He was an all-conference player last year, and Justin Gutierrez, you know, who went out this summer and played a lot of baseball. And so did Cody, but, you know, they're battling it out there, and they're both good players, and I'm excited to see how that all falls and helps the team. You know, shortstop, you know, Alex Sandoval is a returner for us. He was a freshman last year. He's one that's kind of there with Jordan D'Angelo, who's a transfer in, and then we have a transfer second baseman, Trevor Seagraves, that I think will get the opportunity to start there. Herrera is another first year guy that's going to be pushing him also there, and then we're gonna move Danny Rogers over to first base. He went out to summer league this summer in South Dakota and played first base pretty much the whole summer out there, and you know, I think he's going to be our guy there, and he can also catch for us. He was our number two catcher behind Dakota last year. Vince Pelosi is also a guy that's pushing him there. You know, our catcher, we have a four-way battle going on, and it's going to be kind of see who can win the position, and that's one spot where we're kind of waiting to see. But we have Jake Ostrowski, you know, Vince McDowell, Aiden Herrick, and then our senior JD Medham, who's back there also. So we're, you know, looking forward to seeing that battle too.
Who's going to be tracking the balls down in the outfield for Loris this year?
We got basically our outfield backs almost the same. It's you know, Max McCallum is going to be in the center field with Nick DiBendetto, who had an outstanding year last year. going to kind of be a relief pitcher too for us out in right field. You got a battle going on between Jack Carney and Jackson Cullen, who both had opportunities last year to play. Johnny Cornelius is also in that mix in right field, and when Nick comes into pitches, we might have the opportunity to go out there. Jake Zeal, who's a freshman from Lena, from over in Illinois, is also a guy out in center field who can run real well, a left-handed stick, and so those are the guys that are going to be tracking balls down out there for us.
Let's talk about the pitching staff. You said you mentioned that you were going to be losing a lot of pitchers. What's the rotation looking like? Do we know who our opening day starter is going to be here in a week or so? And is there anybody in the back end that's going to be closing games for the Duhawks?
It's kind of, you know, a development period for us kind of on the mound is where's going to be the number one and, you know, where we're at. But, you know, we got a lot of guys. We got a couple transfers in, too, that are going to help there. But TJ Boyd is having a great start of the year. You know, Dylan Eckerman's having a great start. Danny Heimer, who was, I think he was 5-0 last year, you know, did a lot of short relief. I think he could be a back-end guy for us. Got a transfer in, Austin Sheldon and Andrew Krause, that, you know, I think they're going to be opportunity to be starters this year. You know, we got some young guys that have come in. And, you know, Danny Justo, who's a right-handed pitcher from Lincoln Way. Adam Williamson, I think, has really had a great start to the spring right now, just in our live sessions and those things. Vinny Constantino, another one. And you know, so we got some good guys on the hill right now. But, you know, again, you know, until you get out there and the bullets start flying and, you know, the pressure starts hitting, we're kind of excited to see where those guys end up.
You could talk to your senior class right now. What would you tell them? What do you expect from them moving forward?
Yeah, this class is one of the classes that is a kind of a COVID class, I call it. It's the smallest senior class I think I've had in, you know, or one of them in my career. We only got three seniors this year with, you know, Danny Rogers, Nick DiVendetto, and J.D. Metham. And, you know, they were freshmen, I think, when COVID hit. And it just kind of dismantled that class a little bit. But, you know, we got... Really, I think they're players that are great leaders right now. They understand the program, and you know, we're looking for you know, all of them to play this year, and you know, they just need to lead and step up in big moments, and you know, they're going to have their moments, that's for sure, this season.
Coach, you mentioned off mic before we started recording that you just got off the phone with Coach Heller, and people that don't know that are just listening to this because they want to hear their grandson or their boyfriend's name. He is the coach of the University of Iowa, and you have a game coming up with them. When is that game, and what does it mean to you that every year or every couple of years you get to go down and you get to play on an amazing field at Duane Banks Field and play against some of the top performers in the state?
It's a humbling moment, I think, you know, especially for me as a coach that, you know, we get the opportunity to go down there and play. It sets a stage for players here at Loras that, you know, that they get to play against Division One. You get to play against the best, and have an opportunity and a big challenge to go to play against some of the best players, you know, in the nation. Yeah, that's for sure. And you know, but it's one of those things where, you know, it helps in all aspects. You know, it's early in the season, and you know, it helps us get off hopefully on the right foot. But you know, it's a very privilege for us to go down there and play the University of Iowa, no doubt.
I know how much that game means to the players, but I didn't fully understand it until I had a student teacher from Loras by the name of Dakota Church. And in my classroom, he had his little area, his little space where he could decorate and make his own. And he had the TH article and all of the pictures and all of that in there professionally framed. And him and I would talk about that quite a bit. And he said, once they were in the game and they hung with them for a couple innings, they really wanted to show that they belonged. And when they went there, they really wanted to show the guys, yeah, you might be Division One and we might be Division Three, but we're some pretty good baseball players too, and we're scrappy and we're going to do whatever it takes to hang around with you guys. And he says as the game went on and the more they hung on and hung on, that the pressure was kind of taken off them because nobody really expected them to win. And they just had some fun and made some great plays. Talk a little bit about that experience. I know it was a couple years ago, but probably the highlight, I know one of the highlights from your career, but I know talking to Dakota, that would probably be one of his top three baseball moments of all time.
Yeah, it was a situation where, you know, that team, we played at the University of Iowa probably 3 out of the 4 years that they were here at Loras, which we were very fortunate. And, you know, it was a situation where that first year we kind of hung with them, you know, and then the second year, you know, Iowa hit a walk-off to beat us, you know. And, you know, I just think that year they were, you know, they weren't afraid. They weren't scared to be on that stage. And you know, it was a game. They've been there before, if that makes sense, and the experience that they had and so forth. And, you know, they felt that, you know, they belonged a little bit and they were, you know, I hate to use the term used to it, but it, you know, because that can eat you up when you're at a facility like that and you're seeing these guys and but you know it was you know, what sport other than baseball can any team play somebody in from our level D3 to D1 and win? In football, that sure the heck ain't gonna happen. Basketball is probably never gonna happen, but baseball is that unique sport that, you know, you get some momentum going, you know, you create some things and you start believing, and next thing you know, it's the game's over in the ninth, and believe me, it was a great experience for our program and for those players, and it was a great moment for all of us.
You're exactly right about it's the one sport you think about: high school baseball tournament time or college baseball tournament time, how all it takes is one good pitcher or one pitcher to be on his best game and have the ball bounce a certain way or call not go your way for a game to turn around. Dakota shared how they listened to the Hawkeye live stream and they would watch that, and the announcers were giving them nicknames and were talking about these tidbits, and they were pesky on the bases, and just the insight getting that from him really made me feel like I was part of that story, even though I was only following it on Twitter. Coach, this is called the Dubuque Area Sports Podcast, so we would be doing our local listeners and our local athletes, high school preps, a disservice if we didn't talk about them. I looked at your roster before meeting with you. I counted 2. What can you tell us about Jumpin' Jack Carr from Cascade and John Cornelius, who prepped at Hempstead?
Now, both of them are just fantastic guys. I mean, they love our program. I can tell, you know, Johnny is coming around this year. He's making vast improvements, and we see it on the mound, we see it in the outfield, you know, and he puts a lot of pressure on himself. But, you know, Johnny is always a guy that I trust and can count on. You know, Jack Carr, you know, he's put on some velo this year and so forth, and you know, he's gotten in better shape, and it's good to see that happen for those guys, because you know, you get into these programs like this, or people ask, but it's good to see how those guys are representing our program, that's for sure right now.
I miss having Dakota in the classroom this year. One, because he did the majority of my work for me for about a couple month time period and I still got paid, but also the insight he would give me as a catcher. And he said that John Cornelius throws hard and was one of the hardest throwers in the program. And then he also said that Jack Carr probably had one of the top changeups in the program as well. Coach, last question before we hit into that podcast killing double play. Plug your program, plug your social media. When is the Duhawks opener? When are the Duhawks going to be playing at Petrakis for the first time this year?
It's coming fast, you know, especially with this spring weather. But this week, of course, we're playing the University of Iowa at 3:30 on their field. And then we're going down to Jacksonville, Illinois, February 23rd. March 9th, we're flying down to Florida to play in the Russ Matt tournament. I think we start playing there March 10th. And our first game of the year at Petrakis looks like it's going to be early. Play Nebraska Wesleyan on March 22nd, our first series. And then Wartburg is that following week on the 22nd. So looking forward to the season. And we'll take all this warm weather and spring weather that we can get, that is for sure.
Coach, thanks again for joining me on the Dubuque Area Sports Podcast. Best of luck to you, your players, and your program on this upcoming 2024 baseball season. 643, we're out of here.